Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your fat, shitty hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, or most of the time anyway, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. 75% are here.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as John Jacobs' eventual stand-in.
Yeah, his batting average is insignificant. Anyway, up next.
Hey, it's at least 300. That's Hall of Fame right there.
Yeah, your tie sucked this cob. Across the table from me.
Suck my tie cob.
It's David Wayne.
Red Bull! That's like a tradition now. I think I have to have a Red Bull. My brain juices flowing.
Get my brain good.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer coffee and most of it to go on the floor. I feel like that's a good way to start.
Yeah, this big hunk of a man. Fucking a tree with hair.
Train wreck Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a kid's story.
Yeah, the German ones. They'll give you nightmares.
The tree gets sounded.
The Krampus gets fucking just taken down by the village children.
If a tree gets sounded in the woods and no one's around to hear it scream.
Does it still come?
Yeah, does it still come?
Only if the mistress asks nicely. Anyway, so yeah,
he moved his mic stand and it happened to hit his fresh cup of coffee that he just got. That he was all excited about because he gets free drips for a month now or
really?
Something.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, how does that work?
You buy the cup and they give you free coffee for a month.
Oh yeah, well that cup's like fucking huge.
Yeah,
it looks like it's like a little coffee Yeti container.
20 ounce probably,
it's
right?
Coffee bullet, 16.
16.
Coffee bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds. They're like
you
know
put it in
a
vagina.
Getting...
Oh yeah.
Okay. Vagina.
That's what bullets look like. They're
you,
silver.
You
and...
can if you try.
Yeah.
You got to really wedge that bad boy. In
oh
there,
yeah.
You know?
50 cal.
The Cal dildo, yeah.
Lube
buddy.
Ain't gonna cut it. You gotta use industrial grease like they use on axles.
Like Crisco. Oh yeah, like yeah, so they never have to like lube it
just
again.
Really torque that bitch in there.
Yeah. Put on like track.
Static of friction, zero. That's for anybody that's taking physics.
He moved.
You're welcome. I'm one of you.
He moved the mic stand, knocked his coffee over, and it's on like a little table.
Right.
And there's a light on it.
A littler table than we podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably
somehow.
Like a 13 or 14-inch by 14-inch table.
Ooh.
So he moves it to try to clean up the spilled coffee, and in doing so, knocks the fucking light off and breaks the light bulb all over the place.
And I try to clean up the light bulb and knock over the fucking bed frame I have standing in the corner.
Right.
You know, just hoping I eventually get a queen-size bed again.
Yeah, it was a very Jerry Lee Lewis moment. Is it Jerry Lee
Jerry
Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Goodness gracious, great balls. Oh, my.
Yeah, I was like, Jerry Lee Lewis, that's not right.
I want to fuck my cousin.
Yeah, right? 14-year-old cousin fucker. Matt, when he wasn't making great tunes and fucking his underage girlfriend,
he was raising money for MS.
He was doing slapstick comedy on the side.
And raising money for crippled kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like his cousin,
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I crippled her with my dick.
Call in now to donate.
You know a dick can give you MS.
Oh, good God, that's a powerful dick. It's probably that fucking bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll put you in some kind of electroshock therapy.
How he got into the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
They're like, his dick is a weapon of mass destruction. Frank Sinatra's like, sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. you're my kind of guy.
Want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, that just happens to be my thing.
I got some exes whose life I'd like that man to ruin.
So the lesson here is never bring Steven to
anything
that has expensive valuables.
Yeah, it's just gonna get wacky really quick. Yeah. Well, then like you offered to go in the corner and help, and that like Davian can find spaces that'll help.
Yeah. That happened. Well, no, yeah, that happened to me actually. We were like in a sports.
Can you imagine Davian's like an animal control officer? Like trying to get the animals in the little kennels.
I don't know why. I can see him.
Get the axle grease. We gotta get them in there.
We'll put those. We'll get those guinea pigs in there.
Yeah, just like kicking the Bichon Frise in at the face. Just like stomping it in the hole.
Yeah, just
go. Just go. Just
little kids crying. The mean man kicked the hippopotamus.
It wasn't move.
Did he have to wear Timberlands? What, am I going to kick him in the face with a slipper?
You got to go steel toe with the hippo. You got to go steel toe hippo.
Yeah, what if he steps on my foot?
A hippo would fucking bite my leg off. Have you seen them eat whole watermelons? There's videos of them getting fed whole watermelons, and they just crush them like they're eating a fucking orange.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, because I mean that's one of the fun facts is the hippopotami.
Yeah,
yeah, they kill more people than like any other African animal.
Yeah, everyone's scared of lions. Lions just lay there; they don't do shit.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, because AIDS isn't an animal.
If you get hippo AIDS, dude, you got like a day to live. There's no coming back from hippo AIDS.
That was Madagascar 4.
Yeah. The pain just feels like a hippo biting down on your whole body constantly.
Yeah,
the hippo's like, you're going to die.
Yeah, the zebras are just like all skinny and coughing.
Yeah. It's... like emphysema and shit?
I think I have a cold. Yep.
Yeah, the hippos are a real king of the jungle.
Pretty much.
That's in here. No, but that happened to me, like, break. At least this happened in your house, Steven. I broke shit. I went to a sports memorabilia store, and we're way in the back. And there's a movie called So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers. And there's
sports
a scene.
Memorabilia?
Yes, but it was a giant coffee mug. It was fucking huge. It was like 20-ounce coffee mug. And there's
David's
a lot.
Like, Daddy, watch me practice my pirouettes.
Good, David.
I knocked over
David. David, not in here.
No, I was with my buddy Kyle.
You're not wearing your girdle.
Jeté, jeté.
Is my back brace in the car?
Enchanté.
Give me my flats.
Yeah. Enchanté, pirouette.
Yeah. I can't do ballet and airwalks.
More like...
I had airwalks that were brown and blue.
It's not ballet, it's ballet.
I don't even know what that means.
Belly.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
But it's French and gay.
Belay myself.
Yeah. Belay myself through the sports memorabilia store. Take out a rack of fucking jerseys.
So what were you doing in the sports mode?
You ripped my Gronk.
I was looking for a present for my dad. I was trying to find him like some Buccaneer shit. And we're in the back, and there was like a Jeff Gordon coffee mug that was huge.
Yeah.
And I picked it up, and there's a line from So I Married an Axe Murder where he gets a giant cappuccino, and he goes, excuse me, I believe I ordered the large cappuccino. Hello! And it's like huge, you know?
Yeah.
He Donnie Stopa'd it. Like, yeah. That's where he got it from. But anyway, so I did that to my buddy Kyle.
Do you think Stopa...
Oh, 100%.
His entire act is based around that one scene.
Maybe
that one movie.
Hello!
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, check it out. That cup's huge, but he said he asked for a large.
Hello!
I mean, there's a bigger one? Hello! Comedy!
So I go to my buddy
big
Kyle.
Big enough to fill the Grande Canyon.
Oh!
Bro!
.com. Anyway, so I go to my buddy Kyle. Okay, and I do the line, he knows it. So as I do it, I go to put it back on the shelf, but it slips out of my hands, and it's falling in, like, slow motion. We're both, like, looking. It felt like we looked at each other and looked back at it. And I go to, like, put my foot out to try to, like, stop it from hitting the ground.
Yeah, do that safety kick.
Just punt it.
Yeah. Yeah. Through the roof it went.
Well, we're in the back of the store, hits the ground, and just shatters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I look at Kyle, I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, do we run? Like, I don't know what to do here. And he's like, well, if we run, you're going to get caught because you did it and you're fat. So there's no point in us running. So anyway, I go to the guy and the guy's like, yeah, you have to pay for that now. And I was like, yeah, you know. And I don't know how much it costs. You know, he's like, it's $15. I'm like, $15? It's a fucking coffee mug.
Yeah.
I'm like, all I got's a 10. He's like, well, it's 15. I'm like, dude, it's broke. I'm not fucking buying full price for a broken thing. I'm like, I'll give you $10, and yeah, that's all I have. I'm leaving.
You might glue it back together and then try to sell it.
It's like the thing you don't understand about sports memorabilia mugs is the margin is razor thin.
Yeah, they're worth more used. Like, this is a game-worn mug.
The least I can take is $14.95. I'm making a nickel per item in this store.
Oh, I'll just never forget that, dude.
So he had a gigantic Jeff Gordon mug. Was it signed? Is that why it was?
No, it's just you know, it's a memorabilia stuff. So they have like jerseys and like, you know, the license plates that you can buy.
Was it 23 ounces?
It was huge. Yeah,
I get it. God,
are you talking about his racing number?
Yeah,
it's 24, by the way.
But oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Rainbow Warrior.
Ew.
He was my favorite NASCAR driver.
Of course
he was. That's why I crapped it. Well, because everyone hated him in NASCAR, and they said he was gay, and I'm like, yep, he goes against the grain.
That's
I like
my
that.
Guy.
Yeah. He sucks Jimmy Johnson. That was always the running joke.
Every race, like, he wins by coming in from behind.
That's right.
I get it.
They were on the same racing team, so the joke was like, Jeff Gordon sucks Jimmy Johnson, because his teammate was Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know how rednecks are clever like that.
And so. Tony Stewart watched.
Oh, yeah. No, he was killing people on the other track. So.
Yeah.
That was later on, but.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he killed somebody.
Oh, shit.
On, like, the sprint cars, you know, like the dirt ones where they drift.
Yeah.
Some guy got out of the car and he ran him over and clipped him.
Oh, what? What?
Just heard him laughing the whole time?
Yeah. He said he.
Did you have
he
to flip
says,
him?
He says he tried.
Oh, it was on purpose, bitch. Boom.
He's like, speed bump. Boom, boom.
Like, there's not even horns in these cars.
Man, I was pissed.
He said he tried to swerve around him, but he ended up swerving into him. So, it almost like he purposely lined it up to take him out.
It's so crazy how a professional driver. Hits
him. Well, he hits him.
He's got one hand on the wheel and one with like the thumb sizing him up.
One eye closed, trying to like get the targeting down. Got you on my cross thumb.
No, I was painting. I had a painting.
But now when you watch the video, it looks he hits him, and then you see him like swerve after. Like it's like you didn't even try. Like, what are you doing?
Just screams, "Oops!"
I didn't see him. He's like, I didn't see him. I'm like, you didn't see the only guy on the track that's not supposed to be on the track.
Yeah,
his car's broken down, and you I don't know, whatever. And then there's a video of him where he shit himself. 100%. That was a NASCAR race. Because what happens is they're in those cars for like 4 hours, dude.
Yeah.
Don't eat Thai food before you get in them. That's the thing.
Is that what
or
he
Chipotle.
Did?
I don't know what he ate. But you see him like as the race is over, he gets out of his car. And of course, cameras are fucking everywhere now.
Yeah.
So he's running to like the bathroom. You just see his like white race suit with just shit on the back of it. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're athletes.
They're like, Tony, he's like, I got a pit. He's like, I got a shit. And he's like, did you say pit? No, I got a shit. Just go, man. Oh, it's kind of warm. Yeah.
Nobody's watching.
Turn the cameras on.
Yeah.
You're going to want to get this ESPN. They're like, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. Tonight, Tony Stewart. Bad day at the track.
For a week straight on Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart was on the mud track.
He was eating McDonald's before he drove.
Yeah. Shouldn't have had all those mudslides before the race.
Oh my God. Looks like his ice cream machine's working.
He's winning races and he's making fudge. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, speaking of shitting yourself, I pissed myself before this, actually.
I was going to say, you know who else shit themselves in the car?
Who?
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh.
Right when he smacked in the wall.
Yeah, that's true. Just void the bowels.
That's what happens when you die, Matt.
I know.
Drop a duck? Oh, yeah, you know that.
I know, that's why I said
it. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm stupid.
I've never heard that fact before, ever.
Yeah, but I went to use the bathroom, Steven's bathroom, before this, and I have a tiny dick, all right? So let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
And so when I pee, I like to pull my pants like down to my knees and everything.
Dick so small.
But I guess I didn't get the underwear down far enough.
You take a sissy, as they call it?
Yes. I do it at urinals, too, just to make everyone in the bathroom uncomfortable.
Well, all the way to your ankles?
No, to my knees. But I didn't pull down the underwear far enough, I guess. And as I started stream, because I really had to pee, you know, diabetes. Yeah. And as I started the stream, it caught like the lip of the... of the underwear, and it was downhill from there. I had to, like, clean up and shit. I felt like an asshole, but... flaps the word. I got a lot of flaps and folds going on in there, man. It's like, you ever seen a turtle?
Left is
like
right, up is down.
Yeah, when a turtle's scared and his head's still poking out of the shell, but it's not fully out of the shell.
Yeah.
That's what happens. My dick gets like a little like, it looks like it's wearing a turtleneck sweater.
It's like the Michelin Man.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I think Zobo needs to make a new song called Dick So Small. Dick so small he piss on his balls.
It's from fucking Malibu's Most Wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
Dick so small he piss on his balls?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
When he goes to do the rap battle,
yeah,
he gets joked like that. He's like, I bet when his dick's so small, but when he goes to take a piss, I bet he piss on his balls. He's like, Young Dre, you got cornrows in your hair. You got cornrows down there? And points to his crotch. This is stupid.
B-Red.
B-Red G from the Boo, baby. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right, so we broke Steven's room. I destroyed his bathroom. Matt, it's your turn to do something now.
Do you guys got some plugs?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Matt, what are you going to do, Matt? You gonna break his front door?
I don't know. I kind of want to do
What humiliating life have you lived?
Well, that cat you have, that robot cat.
Robot cat, yeah.
Okay, why? Why is it in there again? Because there's a cat in Steven's foyer, I guess, sitting on a rocking chair. Sitting on a rocking chair. And is it motion or is it just sound activated?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you already have a cat, right?
Yeah, that's the cat's cat.
What? You know what I mean?
That's the cat's companion cat. That's like your therapy cat.
You know, it's like when you have a house that's so big, you can put another house inside of it. Like, that's your house's house.
Yeah, we put that cat in the cat.
Right.
Yeah. It's a cat turducken.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, it sounds like Gary from SpongeBob. It's like, meow, meow.
Well, the funny thing is, I don't know if you notice, it barks sometimes. It barks between the meows sometimes, it sounds like. It'd be like, meow, meow. I'm like,
maybe that's it doing a hairball. Is it doing like a hairball impression? How realistic is this cat robot?
Not very.
I think it's listening. I think it's got my passwords now. I logged into Facebook. It's on to me. The AI is taking over. Oh,
you can tell when the light, when the LEDs in the eyes go red.
Assimilate.
It's sending it back to Moscow.
Yeah. Must kill the queen.
It just starts turning into naked gun. Like, I thought the color was red, but I thought the color was black, but it's a red cat.
I get you.
I messed up.
Paint that pussy red.
Ew.
Come on.
I want to talk about that congressman with the naughty words.
Okay, so you'll have to explain that to
everybody, probably.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, like, I just heard bits and pieces about, like, impeaching Trump, and then somebody said a naughty word.
Yeah, she was just basically in some back room, basically, talking to her base.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she can't say... They can say whatever they want. What are you talking about, Steve? There's no naughty word for
her. Well, she's also a Palestinian.
Oh.
Oh, well, no, they can't.
It's like, why do we got to respect her? She's from fucking Narnia. That place doesn't exist.
Yeah, did she drive there?
There's no such place as Palestine.
Right.
It's just...
It's like Agrabah. It's
future Israel.
They got an Uber. The guy's in the backseat. The women go in the trunk. Hey, come on. That's horrible.
But. Oh, shit. She's voting.
Yeah, right.
The MapQuest just has the entire thing is like a Zillow listing for Palestine.
Okay, so she's a congresswoman for...
Like Jeff Goldblum's like apartments.com. Yeah. Palestine.
It's Haifa adjacent.
Trivago.
But, someplace the roaming gnome won't even go.
Because it'll get shot like a special needs kid.
Oh, shit.
Get put down as soon as he steps foot in that soil.
He's like, good thing I'm wearing this hat.
Yeah. Beep, beep. He like runs off.
I'm at home base. I'm safe.
Don't let him burrow. If he burrows, we'll never get him. You see, like, legs up in the air. He's like, damn it, his feet are gone. Start shooting the ground.
They're like, get a hose. Yeah. We'll flush him out. Oh, God. So now we're
like, let's shoot this RPG down this hole. See what happens.
So it's Palestinians hunting the Trivago gnome?
Yeah. The gnome's going down the hole. He's just kicking out rocks. And he's like, this is justifiable cause. He's assaulting me with rocks.
That's the distraction while we send in the real drones and bomb them all to hell. Like, how'd they do it? They used the Trivago gnome trick every time. How do we fall for it every time?
They're like, look at him.
Look at that beard.
I just want to tug on it. He's got that red pointy hat. He's up to something. No one wears a dunce cap's that smart. All right.
Ayatollah.
All right, so what happened with this Palestinian lady?
She was basically just talking about her...
Where was this at, by the way? Sorry.
I have no idea where it was. Oh. It looked like some back room somewhere.
Was it like a hot mic?
I heard something about dancing. So was it like a club kind of thing?
No, two different things.
Oh, I'm so confused.
The dancing thing is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. Danced in college, and like I guess it's like a silly dance. And I'm like, can't she really be a congressman? And I'm like, there's a judge who's like, I like beer.
Yeah. Like, I used to drink beer. Still drink beer.
I'll chug one right here. I don't give a fuck.
Let's talk about this first. Holy shit. So because she danced in college, they're saying she's not qualified to be a congresswoman?
It's always absurd shit. Like, there was
now, see, if she had raped at least three women, it'd be totally fine. Like, just dancing shit. Just get to it already, you
Davey,
know?
Davey, you're being ridiculous. Women can't rape.
That's true.
Everyone knows that.
Duh.
If she's making advances, you obviously want
But they can rape other women. They can't rape men.
What are That's you, some kind of moron?
Yeah. No, because in the video, wasn't there two of them dancing?
Yeah. I didn't watch the video. Like,
I saw there was like two people dancing.
I think you watched the John Jacobs one.
Yeah. That's the one I saw, the sketch.
Yeah.
Like, is that what that was referring to?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about the dancing first. So she danced, and they said that she couldn't be a congresswoman.
Well, this is like a long string of bullshit, because before there was an entire article about how she can't be a socialist because her jacket's too nice.
What? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, is that Michael Kors? And she's like, no.
It's like, what's how do you not recognize Versace, stupid?
What is she supposed to do? Shop at Walmart or something?
That's the thing. That's what they would say if it was that. It's like, look at her in her ratty Goodwill coat.
Yeah, there's always something.
She thinks she can be a congressperson.
That's not even Salvation Army. This bitch goes to Goodwill. Like,
look at that potato sack.
She's got holes in it from when she tried to rip the fucking staple out at the price tag.
This uppity Goodwill jacket wearing bitch.
Tweed, you hole.
We gotta take her down. It's so horrible. Like, yeah. I don't get it,
it's
man.
It's like anything to attack credibility. I love how ridiculous that gets. And
you always like turn it on them and you're like, so like you're wearing like a Brooks Brothers suit right now, right? And they're like, yeah, but I'm not a socialist.
Right, yeah. No, the studio owns this suit.
And me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, is she a socialist or a democratic socialist?
Democratic socialist.
Yeah, well, that.
The worst guy.
Yeah, that just gets lumped into everything.
The worst.
Anyway, sorry, back to what you were saying about the original guy. The
original woman.
Oh, it was another woman too?
Yeah, two women, yeah.
Why are all these women getting attacked?
Why are they all doing stuff?
I know. How dare they try to be independent and, you know.
What are you doing?
Contribute to society besides just bearing children. I think I used that wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, and marrying other landowners.
I just don't know how they broke the chain that tied them to the stove, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be out there in civilized society.
Right.
How big is this Congress's kitchen, you know? I'm just going with the bit, all right? I love women, and I don't talk to them. I totally appreciate them. Yeah. I leave them alone, too.
That's the safest way.
Exactly.
I physically grab them and push them away.
Yeah.
I just don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Well, actually,
I don't want any trouble, miss.
I like to bring them in close so I can just kind of spring load it, and you're like, no!
Yeah. Excuse me, sir, do you have the time? You have time for me to go. Don't talk to me. Hands are up. I'm not touching anything.
Hands up.
Walk backwards slowly.
I just have a picture of Emmett Till I shoo them away with.
No.
I'm like, I don't want to get hung.
That's right, dude. On your
what are you trying to start a revolution? Get out of here.
I ain't whistle at you. I can't whistle.
I have a cleft palate.
She said, like, the end of her little stump speech in, like, a very dark room behind somewhere, probably an Applebee's or something, was like, we're going to go in there and we're going to impeach that motherfucker. And everybody was like, she said motherfucker. I'm like, she said impeach. Like,
yeah.
That should definitely be higher.
Yeah. Those are that's the more important word, I think, though.
She said naughty word.
Yeah. And it wasn't the one about, we're going to replace the president.
No, it was the curse word that's been around for decades that you can hear on HBO all the time or any movie.
You can hear it on like sci-fi now.
You can't hear motherfucker?
Yeah, I swear to God I've heard it on cable television.
You can't, yeah, you can times. On like Comedy Central do like old late night specials after yeah. one and they'll just not censor it.
Yeah, they'll do the South Park movie.
You just hear yeah. that when Jacobs is whispering it to you while you're watching.
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's just him telling me to leave.
I mean, was she drunk though? I'm assuming there was just some kind of intoxication.
No, she's just sick of it.
Yeah, well.
Already?
Not of being a congressperson, but of his shit.
No, give him a chance, guys.
Yeah. It's only been 2 years, and he's like, I will shut down this country for years.
Yeah.
Until I get my
Every
wall.
Every time the government's fucking shut down, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's going to start a riot if, like, there's...
What was that thing you said the other day? Like, he's like, I don't know if I'd have been a good general. I like to think I would have been. Yeah. Like, what? Well, how'd that even come about? He just starts muttering off shit that he thinks, like, Republicans want to hear?
Well, he was talking about General Mattis, and then he was saying, like, I
could have done his job.
Yeah, he's like, I got this guy $715 million, then I got him $730 million. He's not doing anything. And he's like, I could have been a good general.
Yeah, the only way he could have been a good general is if he got his daddy's money and bought his own military. You know, like everything else, this is a Trump army. Just like the Trump building. Dude, just like the Trump board game.
Yeah, the Trump
like the
militia.
Trump school. Yeah, Trump militia.
Can you just imagine playing Risk with him? He's like, my dad says I get to have Russia and China.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll put Trump all like, my guys there. Yeah.
That football league he tried to fucking do, like, it's so what? Stupid. He tried to, like, do
Trump stakes.
Yeah, football league. Yeah, Trump stakes. All that shit, dude. Anything. You just so
you
he's
know
like,
where people
I
want
think
stakes.
I would have been a good general in my own military that I've invented.
So he's kind
of
like...
where people want stakes is the airport. Which yeah. is where he was selling them.
Yeah. Where I go for a fine little cut of meat.
Not prepared steaks, frozen steaks yeah. at the airport.
I like to go to LaGuardia.
It's just like, wait, Tampa has a fucking Swarovski crystal store in Tampa International yeah. Airport. And I'm like, for fucking what? To put in your check luggage and never see again?
What is that? Oh, is that like diamonds and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
it's like, do you want to spend $25,000 on fancy pebbles that you're going to put in luggage and like never see?
Yeah, again? that the what is it? What are they called? The F, you know, the fly people, TPA,
the fly people, the living color fly
TSA.
Girls?
That's it. Yes, yeah. J-Lo. J-Lo's going to take that.
The booty dance your luggage on.
And twerk your own.
Why is she dancing? There's no salsa music playing. It's always playing in her head.
Spinning their members only jacket over their head.
Yeah.
Twerking on the tarmac.
That was the first mixtape, I think.
Twerking on the tarmac.
Malibu.
I don't want to load luggage. I just want to twerk, twerk.
There's so much room on this runway. I'm like a model out here. Look, I got my own runway.
Just the whole time you hear this, like the sound of a jet engine just going.
Ma'am, get off the runway. The song ain't over.
Pole dancing on those mobile stairs. Like on the handrail.
It's a mobile pole dance. I like that, dude. Like, you mean the trucks with like the stairs,
yeah,
right?
The truck
yeah.
with the stairs. She's
There's
up
a
on
pole
the,
on the top.
On the top, yeah.
Mole pole.
I mean, if you look out to the right side of your window as we taxi out, you'll see Jennifer Lopez pole dancing on a mole pole. A mopole.
Just some old ladies like reading the Sky Mall. Like, I get why they killed Selena.
Licks her thumb. She's like, ooh, automatic kitty litter.
Yeah, that's not, why is the airport everything is so expensive?
It clumps itself.
And stupid.
Yeah, you can buy in Sky Mall, they have like a toaster that puts Jesus on it or something. It's like $180.
The grilled cheeses?
Mine?
Yeah, the grilled cheeses.
Mine does it naturally.
Yeah.
Because it's a miracle. After I hit it with a baseball bat, because I did a picture of Satan.
All you have to do is just get someone to, like, you know, make a metal rod, and then they can bend it to shape like that, so you can, like, you know how you do, like, a...
So if it was the original Jesus,
like a cow. You know how you stab a cow? You brand it, so you just brand your grilled Jesus afterwards. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, go to some guy named Bubba who does metalworking. Like, metal, can you make me a GR? They got you covered, buddy. I sell them. You know what I mean?
They should just have doctors at the airport who just give you horrible, horrible diagnoses.
Diagnoses?
Diagnoses.
Yeah, but you have to, like, overpay for those.
No, like, yeah, that, but I mean, that should be, like, the service they offer. Like, you know, Swarovski crystal, Panera bread. The doctor was just like, oh, you have 6 months to live.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Enjoy just
I think, no, that's where all
the cure, Swarovski crystal and luggage.
Eventually, that's what's going to be. Like, the airport's only going to have, like, the high price. So that's where, like, all the Swedish heart surgeons are going to be. Like, the best cardiologist in the world is going to be, like, in a booth. In a store next to a fucking Sky Mall magazine.
It's going to be a kiosk with like one of those octopus like head rubby things. Yes. Outside. It's like the only known cure is the wire octopus head rubby thing.
Pretty much.
Pay so much money. I haven't flown in a while. Cause I always...
but you have to put essential oils on it so it works.
That's how you do it.
I love going to the airport bar and just hearing people there. Like, they order a beer, and they're like, can I get, like, a Miller Lite? And they're like, yeah, it's $11. And someone's like, motherfucker!
Yeah. There's always that random. I was like, dude, you're at the airport. What'd you think? They know you're not going anywhere. You're here for another 3 hours on this goddamn layover. Like, they're going to charge you out the ass.
It just goes from, like, a very calm request to, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, like that. Like, there's no in-between.
There's some old-timer sitting at the bar, like, I remember when airport beers were $6.
I remember when I used to be able to smoke in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. God,
those smoking ones, man, you walk by them, it's just
I remember
cloud.
When I used to be able to finger the stewardess.
Smack their ass as they walk by.
It's a whole different time.
Yeah, don't forget the Jack this time, sweetheart.
Yeah,
James
exactly.
Jameson Ginger, and let me have a little taste.
Bethany, did you shower?
God,
that's so horrible. And I swear to God, the seats are getting smaller.
My fingers smell like pan ham.
Pan. Jesus Christ. Mile Thigh Club.
Yeah. Why do you think? Why do you think Sinatra always sang, come fly with me? He's singing to the stewardess.
Yeah, every time.
Now you go up there and you fuck her until she's retarded. Jerry Lewis is like, nice lady.
Hey, lady.
Sammy Davis, hey, guys, you got to settle down, you dig? You can't be fucking all these white bitches on these planes.
I can't be mentally handicapped. I live in a walk-up. I can't navigate stairs.
God.
Oh, my God. My fucking cheeks hurt already. We're only 20 minutes in.
That's so great.
What else, Maddie, what else have you been up to?
Well, I bombed at the bombed my set at the Green Light Bar.
Bombed that dig off.
Yeah, dude. Me and Clark going up first.
In the darkest corner of the bar, next to the jukebox, behind the pool table.
Where no one can see you.
That's where the mic stand is, baby.
Hey, man, by the touch tunes is always prime real estate. Right.
Were you on at least a stage? No, there's no stage.
No stage.
I can't tell you how many pictures I've seen of comics performing in front of a fucking touch tunes.
Is that the new, like, bread brick wall?
This is the magical box that makes noises. So put the people gonna make noises in the corner with the box.
It's bright.
People just try and put, like, a dollar in your mouth. But it's a Montgomery Gentry.
Sir, I'm not the jukebox. I'm telling jokes right now, please. Don't give me no back talk now. Play that goddamn Gentry.
I want to hear some goddamn mud on the tires.
All right, fine. Do some Foxworthy.
You might be a redneck.
You might be eating sushi.
You!
Here's your fish.
Yeah. If you overpay and are not satisfied.
Well, they always say don't have facial hair as a comic, right? But do you think that
what?
If Jeff Foxworthy didn't have a mustache, he'd be like as appealing as he is to people?
No. It's specific to that look.
It's all
that's
power.
A very refined mustache.
Yeah, but he dressed like a normal guy. What did he wear on stage? Did he wear a suit? He wore jeans and like a long sleeve polo or something, button up, wasn't it?
It's either he's going to be doing what he's doing or he's going to be like selling sarsaparilla in a frontier town. You know what I mean?
Like him and Sam Elliott just like hanging out.
Like with the ties around his elbows, you know, to keep the nice puff on his on his button down white shirt.
You get the puffy shirt.
Y'all reckon you go for a good sarsaparilla right now?
Yeah, because they always say, like, you don't want to have, like, a beard, but he had, like, a stash. But I think, like, yeah, if he didn't have the mustache, his jokes wouldn't have.
Who said don't have a beard?
A lot of people say that.
Who's a lot of... I've never heard that.
You never heard a comic say that?
No.
Never worked for Galifianakis.
Is that, like, the jeans thing?
Well, it's part of it. It's just, like, facial hair. Like, that's why politicians don't have them, because you seem less believable when you have facial hair.
Well, it's like the dumb shit of, like, a lot of people are like, oh, comics gotta wear suits. I'm like, fucking kill yourself. That's so stupid.
Oh, that's dumb, yeah. What? I mean, I've heard also you want to dress, like, a little bit above the audience. That's another, like, comedy tip. But these are people in clubs, but they're, like, usually not funny people, or yeah. That I respect them. Like, you know, like when you're writing with a Bix pen.
Right.
People like that.
In my cabbie hat.
Yeah, people like
and
that.
And wrist braces.
Yeah. And jeans.
You gotta write in wrist braces.
I can park wherever the fuck I want.
I performed a local comic from Tampa Bay's, like, joke right there. Just,
I'm a Jew. Her. Jews.
Madison Square Garden, MSGs.
So, okay, well, like, the, that's like,
live from the garden.
Yeah.
And, like, and I'm not trashing Green Light. Like, it was, I mean, it's fun. It's,
no, it's great. I love Ashley. Time,
the audience does not care.
Yeah, audience doesn't give a shit, like, normal, because they're in, it's a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, it's a Friday night. People are out there eating and stuff. Yeah. So it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, it's just one of those, like, you know the score going in, but at the same time, it's like you get a few chuckles out of me, like, right. All right, like, there was four people that were paying attention.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So that's a win, you know?
And there's clumps of time in there where, like, that they will be paying attention, where, like, maybe they're eating, and so, like, they're not concentrating on, like, doing anything or ordering or whatever. Yeah. So you'll have lulls where people are paying attention, so you might hit one of those, or you can just, I don't know, try to win them over.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like,
well, their ears perk up when you
use
trigger words like impeach that motherfucker.
Right.
They start listening. You know,
right.
And then
they
blog about it.
We're saying, like, dick, pussy, shit, stuff like that.
What do you say? What?
Yeah, but that was the best.
Does he know where to find some?
No, yeah, but like you said, you know, it's a Friday. People are out. They got off work. They're going to eat dinner at a restaurant. And then, like, imagine going out to, like, a Ruby Tuesdays and you with your family or whatever, or any restaurant. You're just like, fuck, there's a comedian here. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's your instant thought. You didn't go there for comedy.
For sure, it's one of those places that has at least two of the dollar signs on Urban Spoon.
Right.
So they're like, no, not for $2 signs. Like, you're a $1 sign comic, if anything.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what that means.
Maddie Bills is definitely a $1 sign.
Yeah, like, the fancier the restaurant, the more dollar signs there are on it. So, like, you know, like, the French cuisine places are like $4 signs.
Oh, so instead of stars, they just use dollar signs?
Yeah, because it's like, it's going to cost you a fuckload of money.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, because you have to taste the accents in the appetizers.
Well, how would an Urban Spoon know what a $4 rest or a $4 money? Because
people
sign?
Rate it. People rate it like how much money they spent.
Okay,
yeah. So, like, a place like we were at tonight is like a $2 sign spot. Like, a $1 sign spot, that's what you want,
right?
Because, like, those people are like, fuck my life, I need to laugh. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah,
it was great too because it had a sign up that said, please be patient. Like, good things come to those who wait. And we're like, oh, yeah. That's how you know that service is slow.
It's a place you're supposed to stay.
Yeah. It's supposed to be about the experience.
The sushi's good, though. I like the sushi.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an odd... It's called Green Light Bar. There's comedy and Saint a pool Pete. Table. And there's sushi. Like, what? There's beers.
CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first thing I did was, like, nobody was paying attention. So I was just like, hey, thanks. You can get a beer and a California roll for $5.
Yeah,
and then I tried to go into my... Yeah, exactly.
We got some drink specials tonight.
Tip your waitresses.
You got Tito's and vodka.
You'll see common cards on your table.
Yeah, Brian Scolaro next weekend.
We'll be headlining the Green Light out on the patio.
Every welcome weekend after.
Welcome to Coconuts. I mean, Green Light.
Yeah, at least they got fucking sushi. Yeah. Not those fucking water dogs they put on a skewer and rotate in a machine.
Yeah.
No, that's just it.
It was just like fighting
is.
The crowd again, and they did not give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care. That's the best open mic deal for food that you're gonna get, I think.
Oh, easily.
$5 suit. Tonight was California roll, and you got a pint of Yingling for $5. You can't beat that, dude.
No. Yeah, but it takes 20 minutes in between each one.
That's fine.
So you stay and watch the comedy,
right? Exactly.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, watch us try our new jokes.
Come for the sushi, stay for the laughs.
Yeah, but the one comedian we were talking about, the one that's like, his first joke was like, I'm not like all these other comedians. If you don't laugh, I'll follow you to your fucking car.
Yeah, that's always like, a good way to win the audience.
We call setting the tone.
Yeah.
Threaten them.
Worst thing they're going to do, they're going to stab him with a chopstick. I mean, there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're going to throw a rice ball at me?
Yeah, you know, it's actually rude. I don't know if you guys knew
this. A
fat
guy who can barely stand up is threatening anybody. I will overcome my gout.
He goes out the door. They're standing by
the
car.
The doctor took my toes.
He's standing out. He goes out the door. There's people standing by that car. He's like, we're waiting for you to follow us. I'll be there in a minute. Like 5 minutes go by. He's waddling his ass out there.
Yeah. See, like.
Yeah, it's rude to do the chopstick.
He's going
to
call a Juber to pick him up.
Juber.
Or a Jaber. You're going to pick up my J-date in this Juber.
A Juber or a Grift.
God damn it. Honestly, I'm surprised they don't have like their own like car.
I just heard we got canceled.
I thought I only had enough money for 1 mile, but it went 8. Jesus,
can it come down a little on that?
Yeah, Juber, that'd be a good. Open the car, lady.
He opened the car, it's like fresh, like locks and we'll take bagels you to, and shit.
Yeah.
Take you to
Fiddler,
any,
the soundtrack to Fiddler on the Roof is playing.
We'll take you to any of 6 million Final Destinations.
Take you to Temple.
Any camp you want.
Oh, come on.
I'll stop it.
You're too far. You took it too far.
Why are you driving into the water? Germany's that way.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Yeah, that'd be the new one. Instead of trains, it's just a long line of Uber cars.
Just driving off into the Atlantic.
Now you got to take a Zeppelin over there.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, so, good. Well, so I got a message from a friend of mine. I might be getting a new dog. Yeah. Yep.
What's the dog's name?
Hetty, H E T T I E. I think.
Oh, like David Hetty?
No,
close. Different spelling. Like Hetty Lamarr.
Hetty Lamarr. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hedley.
You don't know Hetty Lamarr? Actress/slash genius who came up with like all that technology, like Wi-Fi and shit.
Oh, I thought that was the name of a character.
Yeah, we respect women here.
Mel Brooks.
I like looking down at the screen like they're listening to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Listen to me, Matt Carter.
No, Hedy Lamarr. I thought that was... wasn't that a character on the Blazing Saddles?
Are you...
The mayor?
I have no idea.
Maybe. I don't remember his name. It's been so long since I've seen Blazing Saddles.
But Google. Yeah, a friend of mine might be moving to Japan, and she's she can't bring the dog because
I think he hosted Nick Arcade.
They eat dogs in Japan, so you can't bring the dog.
Well, Kobayashi?
Don't bring it. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah. They come over there and we're like, "What are we having for dinner tonight?" And look in the crate, dachshund. Oh,
dogs.
That German dog. You can't
just
have
dip
it
in water.
Soften a Kobayashi. Yeah. Yeah, it's a hot dog. I get it.
Took 12 hours to get it here, 4 seconds to eat it. So, yeah, might have a new short-haired dachshund named Hetty.
She's going to play with Piper.
Yeah, maybe. Take him on a doggy date.
Hell yeah.
Another little baby dog.
Doggy daycare.
Yeah. Hmm,
look at her all cuddled up over there.
Yeah.
She's pooped.
Yeah, she had a hard day of doing fuck all nothing.
Yeah.
Get a job.
You can contribute to this thing. Good dig holes. Do something.
Be a model duck.
Yeah. Dig a dog.
Oh, so what do you got going on, Steve? Anything new?
What, you don't want to plug in?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that.
What do you mean? Do I have anything going? Oh, we're going to talk about the pitfalls of being good at your job.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Because...
Oh, where you start taking on, like, everyone's job?
Bring that on super organically. Like, at my job, I helped with, like, our integration of one company into ours. And, like, oh, you're pretty good at that. So, like, we're going to need you to rewrite all the scripts that we use to get all that data in for all these other departments. I'm like, cool. And it just, it's
like
that,
quadrupled your workload in, a day.
They're like, so we need these 32 things done.
Right.
And I was like, cool. So what's the deadline? They're like, March. I'm like, well, that's good. It's good to just drop
them. 3 months to...
Yeah.
So is it hard or does it just take a long time? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because basically, like, all the shit's on the old system. And they're like, so we're going to need to redevelop everything on the new system because none of it's compatible.
Ew.
And it's all in processes I don't do. And you'll figure it out. You're good at this.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I wish I wasn't.
Yeah.
So you're going from, Pythian to, C++ or some shit?
Python?
Yeah, that thing. The snake one.
No, it's all the same thing. It's just... It's just a way of getting the data from... Like, this is so boring. From one database to another.
Oh, okay.
But, it's the same software. It's just, an ancient version of it versus the current version of it.
Oh, okay. But it's probably, outdated, so it's, jumping from Microsoft XP to,
what I'm
Windows
saying is
10.
I have to rebuild the whole fucking thing.
Oh, okay, that's even better.
None of it is compatible.
Oh, my God.
But like I said, it's just one of those things where, if you're good at your shit, they're like, oh, yeah, you can do this. I'm like, I wish I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you were to say no?
I have no idea. I didn't even consider that as an option.
Yeah, you think they're bringing a consultant?
I don't even think you'd be allowed to say no.
No, I think they'd be like, well, it's kind of your job.
Yeah,
be like,
well, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Ew, that sucks.
Like, do you like that money we've been giving you? Yeah.
Now do you want no money?
It'd be a real shame if that stopped, wouldn't it?
Know that insurance, too? No more of that.
Know that car you just got?
Yeah.
Like, son of a bitch.
Do you have payments on it?
Yeah.
Did you save the receipt? Yes, I did.
Just bring it back. It's, sorry, it wasn't my size.
Didn't work.
Oh, man. I don't have shit going on in my life new. I just pissed myself. That's all I got.
So you can kind of relate, though.
Yeah, Steve just pissed on himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
But at least well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's like at my work, too. We have different... We have progressions.
Yeah.
They call it, you have, level 1, 2, 3, and it goes up to 4. Well, I'm only a level 1, but I've been there for almost 8 years now.
Good Lord.
But there's people that just started, a week ago, but due to, the cost of living and based on the other people that do my job in the state of Florida, we're raising everyone's, starting pay. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yeah, so you got to raise. Yeah, but I already make, so I got, 80-cent rate, and not even 80 cents, probably a 35-cent raise, but everyone else got, a $250 raise, and now we all make the same, but they just started 6 months ago. I've been here fucking 7 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you can go through our progression program, and I'm like, well, what do we got to do? You got to watch all these videos that we, you have to watch them online that literally have nothing to do with your company or your job. But you watch those, and there's a thing that makes sure you watch all the half-an-hour video. Yeah. Well, and then you take these tests, and you do this. And I'm like, so literally I have to do nothing but just bullshit, mindless side homework job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll move up to level 2 and get a pay raise. They're like, yeah. I'm like, but it's not teaching me anything about my job. It's so fucking stupid.
Uh-oh.
Capitalism.
Get them going. Dude, do it. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm lazy, dude.
It's dumb.
I'm fucking... Oh, apparently I found out I'm depressed.
Well, quit being lazy.
Well, that's a part of it. Apparently I'm depressed.
Well,
girl,
you're not
I work
too lazy
with,
to be depressed.
Well,
fuck
you. I'm telling my girl... Or my girl. I'm telling this girl at work I work with. I was just like, I never have a motivation to do anything.
She
can
be a new girl.
I'm like, nothing matters. It's pointless.
Yeah.
Like, life and existence is stupid. She's like, yeah, that's all classic signs of depression. I'm like... No, no, it's not. Like, I can't believe it. She's like, yeah, go get some fucking, go to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, you've gotten so used to your baseline being below, below normal like that. That's your normal.
Well,
so.
Comedy is my escape, so I'm afraid that if I start taking medicine to make me feel better, I'm not going to be funny anymore. Because I think somehow my funny comes from, a place of, nothing matters except for making other people laugh. And I feel like if I get better and actually care about myself, I'm going to stop caring about making other people laugh.
So it's not that you won't be funny. It's that you won't care. Like, I was just on the meds recently for like 2 weeks or something. And
like you won't care that whether you make them laugh or not, you mean?
You just won't care about anything. That's why you're a suicide risk the first 2 weeks of being on meds. Because you're just like, fuck it.
See, that scares me, dude.
Usually if you're in a major depression, like, you're too, like, most people.
The meds give you, like, almost the motivation to just do it, though.
It starts, like.
So that's, like, the push that you needed to finally fucking kill yourself?
If you can make it past the 2 weeks.
That seems counterintuitive to me, Doc. I'm just going to throw
Well, here's what happens. Usually, if it's at that point, you're so low that you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You're so low that you're not going to do it. You have no motivation to do anything.
Low like the limbo.
Yeah, exactly.
Get low. Lil Jon.
Yeah. The bar is too low for you to get it in. Yeah, I'm rushing.
Yeah.
But then you start taking the meds and then you start feeling better, but you're still depressed or you feel good enough to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like you get the energy to.
I just love that phrase. That, you feel good enough to kill yourself.
You get the drive. Exactly. Finally, this is what I needed to end it all.
The pills off the building.
Thanks for the Zoloft.
Yeah. Exactly.
So silly that that's like that, dude. And I think I just use comedy as like my distraction. It's a distraction. Oh, I'm feeling bad. Well, let me throw in a YouTube video or our favorite comedy album. Let me listen to Captain Miserable by David Tell or. You know, something like that will just give me, like, to distract myself to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
But I'm scared of doing the medicine because if it does make me better, then what? I'm going to start fucking losing weight and being one of those faggots.
You're not going to lose weight on meds.
I'm looking at you, Matt. Sorry, I was joking around. I'm going to go in there and start working out now. I'm like, all right, I got this drive now.
You don't got to worry about it. Most of the meds will fatten you the fuck up.
Well, that's even worse. So I'm going to either die from a heart attack or finally putting a bullet in my fucking head.
Yeah.
Well, don't
at least it's over.
Someone else's problem now.
Right. Yeah, whoever's got to clean it up.
Yeah, it's that, you know, Mexican lady at the hotel room. Adios mio. I think I said it wrong, but whatever.
Consuela.
Yeah, adios mio. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just scared. I'm just fucking scared. It all... But, like, I want to have something to, like, give me to that next level of actually, like, stop being a bitch about, like, approaching, like,
just bookers. Kill yourself. Oh, no.
I mean, like, a comedy. Yeah.
Right. I just want to nut up and blast my brains out.
No, but see, that's the thing, dude. No, because my grandpa killed himself, man. So, like, I can't. And I saw how it reacted, like, how it fucking crushed my family. And, like I said, right now, I care about everyone else. That's why I'm fucking 400 pounds. I can give two shits about me. But if my friends and family are happy or laughing, then I try to do as much as I can to contribute to that. Sure. So when I saw my grandpa kill him, I didn't see it, but like when I saw how it made my family react and shit.
Was this on a Funny's Home Video? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
Bob Saget.
Yeah. Look at this funny fuck. Because he's very dirty. If you don't know that, Bob Saget's stand-up is really raunchy.
Especially for the suicide home videos.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, yeah, we got another one.
Funniest Home Suicide Videos. Yeah, That's the name of his spinoff show he's doing.
Can't wait to voice over this one.
You're going
to
love the way this one's headshot.
You got that at a... You got that John Wolf photo booth over there. Sorry, I'm burning Matt's bits. But, yeah, you know. It's just, I'm scared that, like I said, I'll lose that funny or something.
Well,
I don't know.
They're not going to make you happy.
No.
Like I think that's one of the
misconceptions.
Things that, yeah. Is that, like, it's not going to, like, put hooks into your mouth and make you smile. And so, like, usually what happens is, like, you'll have a little bit more energy and it'll.
Will it give me a drive, though, so I don't feel, like, lazy?
That's...
Because I'm at the point now where it's like, well, why do this? Because none of this shit matters. Like, it's such a nihilistic approach to it. It's like, will it get me out of that funk at least?
Maddie, I know you're the medical one.
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
However. I will say I believe behavioral activation is, like, very, very beneficial.
Right.
By which I mean you know what you need to do. You know what benefits you as a person, and you do it as much as you can.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that I just don't want to do any of the stuff that I know I should be doing.
But when you start doing it, you'll keep doing it.
Well, yeah, like 30 days develop a habit kind of shit. But I mean, like
30 days.
But like will medicine help that, though, at all?
Yeah.
A little
bit. It'll help some.
Okay.
Therapy helps more.
Yeah.
And I tried. I did one session with a doc, and I was just like, I don't know. I know. Well, not the doc, but like an actual like therapist or whatever.
Yeah.
We get like 5 free sessions through like my work insurance. So I did one. That's and like as I'm going through
easily settle
it,
you up. Set 5 sessions.
Well, yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's why they give you 5 free ones. They're like, do you really need the 5th one? It's yeah. Like, fuck you. No.
I was good on 2.
Yeah. Right. Right. No, I did one, and I talked to the guy, and like I got to a point where I was opening up, but then I had that Bill Burr thing where I'm just like, why am I?
I skipped out of his room and I danced with the receptionist.
No, he was just. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I got 2 therapy sessions. That's all I needed.
That's it.
Yeah,
it was my parents' fault.
And just know it always goes back to one trauma, and once you figure it out. And you remember it.
You have to hunt down and kill your rapists.
Right, exactly. Then you're like, thanks, doc, I'm cured. That's how mental health works.
Is they're loading you into the squad car.
Yeah.
I mean, that or they
can't
just
stop smiling. I don't know if it's his blood on my face or what.
Or the screams echoing in my brain.
It just feels so warm. Just get my vengeance.
Yeah, well, it's either that or they just
lock away
you
now, bye.
See, they just lock you in a cage for, you know, the rest of your life, and they just feed you medicine, you know, like an asylum, because that'll fix you.
Well, good luck getting in an asylum if you can find one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm fucking this up. I meant more like prison.
Wait, we can end it on a down note. Yeah, like that's the first encounter most people have with mental health care is with the fucking police.
Yeah.
Who are, like, trained to handle psychopaths, basically.
Yeah, you know, they give them guns and uniforms and, you know, authority and badges.
No, but there's, like, special units of the police force that are basically trained to basically be, like, the orderlies at a psych ward, pretty much.
To talk
like,
you off the ledge.
To restrain, to coax, to, like, calm you down, and then to load you in a car and then put you in a box.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then just they forget about you.
No, and then typically it's like you just, oh, well, crazy's not a reason to keep you in jail. So they just send you back on the street. And then you just come back because it's like, well, we can't keep schizophrenics on meds because they think they're better when they're off them.
Yeah.
And then they just wind back up in jail.
Yeah. That was one of the sad things.
That seems
like
healthy.
Well, like that's
the stupidest system in the world.
Well, I felt really bad because like some of the psych patients that I got, like they felt terrible when they're on their meds, and then when they're like batshit crazy, they're like, I feel amazing. I'm like, I bet you do. Because like that was one of the things was like with in my experience, like people with schizophrenia, like they come in happy as all shit, and then once
you give them downers though. I need uppers,
like the antipsychotics and stuff like that.
Seroquel,
yeah. Then you pair them with, heavy with like sedatives. Antidepressant, and then to keep them from getting like super depressed and everything. So, but no, definitely talk to somebody, and like that's the one of my friends. Yeah,
we're here for you, but not.
Yeah, at least you're talking to us, but it's like not a trained professional, and then.
But you guys have like a history with taking meds. That's what I'm saying.
So
and I'm scared.
If you see Davey at a mic, just run up and hug him.
Right.
Yeah, no,
if he doesn't let
you just
hug him harder.
I just don't know. Like, I'm just afraid that's going to change me to a point where I don't want to be. Like, I'd rather be sad and depressed and funny than to be like happy, healthy, working a 9-to-5 like all the other fucking schmucks out there kind of thing. Like I don't, and where I get put in a box or a cubicle, and I'm sitting there for 8 hours a day crunching on a computer, and then they hand me more work. Oh, you're doing great, Dave. Let's give you more work. I don't want to, and I'm supposed to be happy about this. You know, go home to the wife and kids. Hey, honey, traffic was easy. It was weird.
I got a promotion. I'll be seeing a whole lot less of you.
Yeah.
Right. So you're afraid.
But when you divorce me in 2 years and fuck the neighbor, don't worry. The kids will have plenty of child support money because I'll be making it. Yeah, like I don't want that life. I'd rather be like fucking unhappy and funny. You know what I mean? So I'm scared it's going to change me to a point.
So it's going to be like you're afraid it's going to put a disingenuous like.
It's going to put like a glaze over me.
Right.
Like glazes. Yeah, I love glazes, dude. Come on, dude. Oh, my God. Like a nice.
Yeah, pretend it's a hot donut from Krispy Kreme.
So, like Maddie was saying.
But no, like, I feel like.
I think the main difference, it's not.
Hold on, let me say, I just feel like I'm going to be doing all that, like the 9-to-5, like, happy-go-lucky guy. But inside, I'm going to be watching, like, through these, like, glasses. I'm
living
like out
the, Get Out or something like that?
Something like that, where I can see all this bullshit happening, but I'm really inside, like, no, let me out of here. Like, get me off these meds. You know what I mean? Like, they're keeping me in that state or something.
I was on antidepressants for probably, like, 5 years total. And it's not that you were happy-go-lucky. You just don't have a high or a low. You're just
even keel, or smooth sailing.
Yeah, that was the.
You're just
that seems boring. Fine. Though I'd rather have the highs and the lows. I don't know, man.
Okay, so here's how I transitioned out of having mine. Mm-hmm. Was that one? It had to do with stress. I was on like the top. I topped out like Adderall and Zoloft while I was in med school. And I was still miserable.
Like 1,000 milligrams a day or some crazy shit.
250 for Zoloft, I think.
Yeah.
And then, but then when I came back, I was still on the same dosage, and I was like, I don't think I need to be on this as much anymore.
Now that stressor's going out of your life.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so then I started like weaning down on it.
That's the other thing you gotta do too.
And that was the, yeah, exactly. You can't just like.
You can't cold turkey it.
You can't cold turkey it, and you can't. Go ripping right away at a high dose.
Yeah,
because
that's when when you're getting off it, that's when they say the suicidal thoughts increase as well.
It's not even just that. You get nauseous, you get sick.
Right.
Some of them give you what they call brain zaps, where you feel like there's electricity in your brain.
What the fuck? That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah,
you have little micro seizures.
Well, because I was listening, like Neil Brennan was talking about, he had that like micro where it's just like it like pecks at his head and it sends like electric volts in there, and that helped him because he has like severe depression. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's
ECT.
Yeah, right. I don't know what it is.
Right.
I just told you. It's ECT.
No, but I mean like with me, I don't know what I need, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well, like I always.
Have you tried heroin?
Yeah.
No.
I think it would help the weight.
I always push like non. Non-medicine, crack. Non-medicine first is always best.
Yeah, that's like what exercise, diet, right. Shit like that. Okay.
Because the way that happened with me was that I was working out. That was good. I was eating okay. Like I wasn't drinking too much. Like I was in good shape. Whenever then I was like, I still don't feel good. Then I went and talked to somebody. I talked to them on a regular basis. I was like, I still feel like shit. And then I talked to a psychiatrist, and. That's when I had the dual diagnosis of general anxiety and depression and ADHD. That was undiagnosed till I was 23. So it was.
Well, that shit didn't exist when we were kids. Well, I guess it kind of did.
Well, not enough, but.
They're like, your kid's running around Ritalin. It's like, no, he's got energy.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's like, he's 8.
Yeah. Also, there is the inclination to feel like you're depressed when, like, sometimes you just are in a shitty situation.
Yeah.
Like, you don't necessarily need meds. You just...
Right.
Things are legitimately awful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's okay to be sad if sad stuff is happening.
But
yeah,
that's the thing, man. Like, I went to my grandma's
funeral. That was the worst
thing
I could have done for the divorce, like, going through that, is just be like, oh, I'll just get on meds. It's like, no, I'm going to go do what I've always wanted to do, and that's why I started comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was something that helped me out a lot with, you know, to get me past where I was before in that depressive state, you know?
Yeah.
And but now that's not enough anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's enough. And I, when I went to my grandma's funeral, like, I didn't cry or anything. And my mom saw, she's like, you didn't cry. She's like, you're not that much of a sociopath, are you? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I am. Like, I don't feel, there's no feelings anymore. Like, I don't get sad anymore. Like, I haven't cried and I couldn't tell you how long.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me. Like, I'll see, you know, sad shit. I'm like, oh, I should feel sad about this. But, you know. I'll try to find a funny angle to it to, like, distract myself from the sadness I guess I'm doing. I don't fucking know,
well, that's
man.
Your coping, too.
Yeah, it's coping.
Okay.
That's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. For, like, I was like, as sad as you say you are, it's like, that's, you're still doing okay.
I know. But, yeah, I know. Elijah says something like that. You think you're depressed, and then you meet someone that's really depressed. You're like, oh, shit, I'm not that bad, you know? But I guess maybe a lifestyle change. We'll start with that first.
Right.
Sorry, this turned into Fix Me fucking episode. This is horrible. For Steven will edit all this out, but...
No, this
is going to be the teaser at the beginning.
Yeah. Daily dose of depression.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's another thing. As I'm sitting in my car eating fast food every day for lunch, wasting money, getting unhealthier, getting fatter, I'm like, how can I distract myself? Let's start doing daily doses of D and make myself laugh. And I think that's maybe that stemmed from that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate thinking about shit.
That's all right.
I've been moderately happier since I got off social media. That helped.
Yeah. I know. I'm thinking about doing that, too, like deleting apps.
Yeah, just not having it on the phone, it's so good.
Or there's apps where, like, it limits it, so, like, it'll cut your phone off for a certain amount of time. It'll be like, nope, you've been on your phone for 20 minutes now in a row. Cut.
Oh, that's pretty good. I probably need that.
Yeah, the apps like that. Or, Ari Shaffir did that when he went on his, like, vacation.
To China or whatever?
Yeah, he went to, like, Singapore, Bangkok, all these places. He apparently changed all his passwords on social medias and typed, like, a bunch of, random keys and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just shows it was black dots. So then he, saved it and sent it to a friend and said, don't give this to me until I come back.
Yeah.
No matter how much I ask for it. So that way he didn't know he couldn't log in. Even when he was overseas, if he saw Wi-Fi, he couldn't log in. He left his cell phone at home. He had nothing. No contact with the world for, fucking a month and a half. That sounds great, man. Just, a really... cleansing, and now he's got a flip phone, so he has Twitter, but he can't read anything. He has a World Wide Web. It's just like a picture of a globe. Remember those back in the day, like an old Razor,
right?
An old Razor, yeah.
Well, the thing that's nice is I'll see these obnoxious news stories. I'm like, oh man, I'm sure people are talking about it on Facebook. I don't know. I have no idea what hot takes are coming out right now.
But that's the thing, is my job, right. We can't even get on the internet, so I wouldn't see any of that shit if I didn't have my phone.
Well, that's all I'm doing with my phone now, is that and Hearthstone.
Yeah.
What's Hearthstone?
It's a card game.
Ooh. But you can play it on your phone, yeah. Oh, it's made by Blizzard, the people that make, World of Warcraft. It's actually a card game based off of World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Blizzard.
Yeah. Blizzard?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but, I just got a new phone. I'm like, that, what the fuck? Why did I even get a smartphone? I don't use it.
No, I thought about that on the way over here. I was like, I'm not using my phone for a tool.
The only thing I use Evernote to write. But then when I come to a hard spot about a bit I'm trying to write about, I'm like, all right, well, let's see what's going on Facebook. And then I'm fucking gone. All that thought's gone out of my head. I need to have self-control.
That's the thing. I don't have Facebook on my phone.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I need that. And then without having the internet more at work, I wouldn't have any contact to social media at all.
And plus, I'm not doing the other shit you do where you go, I'll get a funny joke in my head. I'm like, oh, I'll go post this on Facebook. And I'm like, why am I doing that? It's like the fucking Metzger thing. He's like, why am I giving it to these fucking pigeons?
For free, yeah.
For free, yeah.
Here's some crumbs. Well, at our level, it helps because it's free advertising, I guess.
It is.
I mean, essentially, that's what comedy specials are anyway. It's just a commercial for people to come see you in the clubs.
Oh, shit. Easy, I didn't even think about that.
That's all it is.
That's what Burr said.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You stop.
No, I didn't hear that. I really didn't.
He said it on Rogan.
I think Elijah said that once. That's where I got it from.
Got it.
He probably got it from Burr. So
probably got it from Burr.
Probably got it from Burr.
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Regurgitation at its best.
No breathing.
Feeding your baby birds.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys got any plugs?
Let's see. I think I have two. Actually, that was really good.
Your ass?
Ace.
You actually did some serious shit. It wasn't always just hey, women suck, huh? Clams.
Dick farts.
you ever seen a dick that
you ever
farted?
Seen retards?
You ever seen the end? Boop.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a bunch of racist shit. So this is actually pretty good.
I have to get this locked down, but... opening for Cameron Esposito at Improv, either January 18th or 19th.
What do you mean, guess set?
Guess set, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were hosting. I was like,
no, not yet. Cameron
Big boy. Matt's going to tell his rape jokes.
She's a lesbian. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was funny.
Rhea Butcher.
He's going to be like, oh, man, I love Tegan and Sarah.
That's not even the thing.
I like it.
But she looks like one.
I know.
Then January 30th, the Hot Mess Show at Snappers with TNF.
Are you performing?
Yeah. So it's going to be...
Muy caliente.
Yeah. I think it's going to be me, John Jacobs, Santos, and I think Jorge? Sophia and Jeff Klein.
Jeff Klein?
They had to get a girl in there. They got to get a girl.
Gay Jeff there.
Gay Jeff. Yep. He's gay. Yeah.
With a soothing baritone.
I'm Jeff Klein.
I'm Jeff Klein. I love Jeff.
I get all the ass I want.
I had sex with all your husbands.
People have a hard time believing I'm gay.
That's such a great opener. Does he open with that?
What?
I had sex with all your husbands?
No.
I would. That'd be fucking amazing.
They're all open for him. You know
I think that's what it is.
Just gapingly open.
Oh, shit.
You can't end on depression. We got to end on buttholes. With booty holes.
With ass wide open.
That's right.
Stop singing Matchbox 1.
Yeah. Matt Carter. Jorge Gonzalez, I love you. I love you guys. Nick Nobles, I think is his name.
John
yeah.
Jacobs.
John Jacobs.
Marie Williams.
Yeah. He's going to be falling asleep like, I ain't talking about this serious shit. I'm trying to sleep. fucking depression. Suck it up, fat boy. So he's going to be staying in his bed.
Why are you talking about that on the pod?
Nightmares of dead Davey.
Yeah.
He's going to have nightmares of me chasing him.
And I don't know, maybe Joanne Vidal will make it to this episode too. Oh, and Heather. That's all the people I can remember right now.
Oh, shout outs to the couple in Sarasota, if you're still listening. Mm. I don't remember your names because I'm fucking horrible, but you guys are awesome. They recently moved there from Orlando, and they were like, man, you guys are really funny. I'm glad we came out to this because, like, Sarasota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, Sarasota's just like a bunch of fucking old rednecks. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. I mean, these people are all old white people, retired. Like, what do you think? You think they're going to be progressive liberals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they moved from Orlando. I'm like, that's like fucking night and day.
Yeah, it couldn't be
better. I moved from Atlanta to fucking Pasco County, Florida. If you don't know what that is, you're not watching Live PD on Fridays. Because that's one of the places.
That's what you got to plug.
I got.
Also, shout out to Cody Wheeler from Fort Myers, who seems to like our shit.
Sweet. Yeah, Cody Wheeler. Yeah, he did. I just invited him today. He accepted. When's this come out? Oh, the 9th? Okay. The 12th, Debine Brewery. I'm doing a guest set.
Nice.
For I have no idea, but I'll be there, and that's all that matters.
Hell yes.
Okay. And I'll plug other shit later because we'll have shows in between.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna promote my next 2 weeks of two shows. I'm gonna be at a Bula Cafe in St. Pete on Friday the 11th. It's Bula at night, probably like 7 or 8.
I think I'm doing Bula next month.
You're doing Bula next month. I thought I was on your show, but I wasn't. And then I'm doing the weirdest gig I've ever done, which is a roast of Jack Kerouac, who will be played by Matt Walker.
Oh, yeah. He's an old guest, Matt Walker.
Yeah. At Studio 620 in St. Pete. It's for charity.
That's new Studio 54. I'm going to be doing coke off Ryan Phillippe's chest.
I'm going to be doing coke off Matt Walker.
Off his chest.
Yeah, fact.
It's going to be hard to get out of that concave thing he's got going, but...
Bobby Valkyrie?
Ah. That's all I got for like next 2 weeks. You guys good?
Sweet.
Good?
Yep.
All right. Let's all hope Davey stays with us.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.